Phillips Brooks was an imposing man. He stood 6 feet 6 inches tall, and he was considered one of America's finest preachers. He pastored the Holy Trinity Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And during his first few years there, he recruited a real estate broker named Lewis Redner to serve as the organist. Now, they were quite a duo. Under their leadership, the church experienced phenomenal growth. In 1 year alone, the church membership grew from 30 to 1,000. Now, part of the draw was Reverend Brooks himself. He was one of the most dynamic speakers of his day. He was even given the honor of preaching the funeral sermon for Abraham Lincoln. But after preaching that sermon, he asked his church for a sabbatical because he was exhausted from his work. He desperately needed some time for renewal. And he found this by traveling to Jerusalem. On one particular day during that sabbatical, it happened to be Christmas Eve, he rode on horseback to Bethlehem, where he worshiped at the Church of the Nativity. Now, worship on Christmas Eve started at 10 p.m., and it didn't end until 3 in the morning. Now, aren't you glad our Christmas Eve service doesn't last that long? Well, worship was quite meaningful for Reverend Brooks. That 5 hours that he had in the Church of the Nativity certainly touched him, and the memory of that service stayed with him for a long, long time. 3 years after visiting Bethlehem, as he was preparing for Christmas in his own church, he decided to write a poem that would capture what he was feeling when he stood at the place, or near the place, where Jesus was born. And he named his poem, as you might guess, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." And then he handed these words to his trusted organist, Lewis Redner, and said, "Lewis, why don't you write a tune for my poem? And if it's a good tune, I'll name it after you. I'll name it St. Louis." Now, Brooks certainly hoped that Lewis would come up with a good tune. He also hoped that it would be ready in time for the church's Christmas program. But Lewis struggled with this project. The creative juices, he just couldn't get flowing. And then the day before the Christmas program, he still had nothing to show for his work. He was ready to give up on it. And so he went to bed that night with nothing to show. But during the middle of the night, he woke up with inspiration, and he wrote down the melody that had come to his mind. And then just as quickly, he went back to sleep. The next day, 36 children sang "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Now, this carol, I think, has become a favorite for many of us. And one of the themes from this song that sticks with us is that Bethlehem is a little town. Now, that small detail reminds us that God often works through minor things in life to accomplish great purposes. The first verse says as much. Let me read it to you. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." While Bethlehem was a little town, it wasn't insignificant. In fact, it has a storied past rich with lots and lots of meaning. In the Old Testament, Bethlehem is mentioned several different times. One place we find it is in the book of Ruth. It was in Bethlehem that Ruth was redeemed and she married Boaz. It was in Bethlehem that Ruth and Boaz had a son named Obed. And Obed would be the grandfather of King David, who was also born and raised in that little town. Now, many years later, Bethlehem was conquered by the Assyrians. All of David's descendants had been carried into captivity when the prophet Micah spoke the words that we just heard, especially the words we hear in verse 2, which say, "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel." Now, the kind of king Micah describes in this passage is one who's like a shepherd, one who will feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, as the prophet says in verse 4. Now, in the Bible, shepherding is a common metaphor used for leadership. And this image brings to mind for me the time when God chose David over Saul to be the king of Israel. God chose the humble, compassionate servant instead of the mighty warrior and handsome prince. Well, when Jesus was born, at a time when his own people were desperate for a new king, what they were looking for was not a humble shepherd. They wanted something bigger. They wanted a king who would rule with brute force, one who would be bigger than life, one who would wield a sword instead of a shepherd's crook, one who would make peace by eliminating the enemies of Israel. And yet that's not the way that God worked in Jesus. Jesus was a humble carpenter turned shepherd who made room for everyone. He spent time with the sick, the poor, and the outcast. He preached love and forgiveness instead of payback and vengeance. He was an incredible teacher, and yet no job was beneath him, even washing feet. Now, Jesus would show his people that God works in surprising, unexpected ways. God uses the little things in life that are often ignored, like mustard seeds, yeast, and little boys with 5 loaves and 2 fish to accomplish great purposes. Now, the words that we find in both O Little Town of Bethlehem and in Micah inspire us to look for God's activity in people and in places that we might ignore. So don't overlook anything, because more often than not, God can be found in the little things and little places of life. It's just the way God works. And God still chooses to use small things for a great purpose. So as you move through this Advent season, I encourage you to pay attention to the little things in your life. Listen for how God might be speaking to you, and you just might encounter God in a fresh, life-giving way. But you have to pay attention, or you might miss it. As Reverend Brooks puts it in his carol, how silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Amen.